Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
I believe the two hymns gave a father a lot of encouragement.
好，希望我们刚刚姐妹们唱两首歌，对我们父亲有很大的鼓励。有没有拍拍手，好不好？有的话拍拍手啊。唱的不是很好，但是从我们心里唱出来，父亲节快乐。太过奖了。
They are talking about next year, Mother's Day, all the men should come up here to sing for them.
好，大家知道了哈，弟兄们，明年母亲节的时候，你们会站在这里啊。
Today we'd like to share what a father can offer to his child.
今天我们分享的信息是父亲们，你们能给孩子什么呢？
I would like to point, there are three from the Bible.
我们知道圣经里面我选了三个例子。
The first one is the father can offer to his child blessing.
第一个就是父亲可以给你们儿女们祝福。
In Genesis chapter 27 verse 1 said, When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, and he called his elder son Esau and said to him, My son,And then his son answered, Here I am.
我们看到创世纪第一章的第二十七节，以扫年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他的大儿子以扫来说，我儿，以扫说，我在这里。
And Isaac said, I'm now an old man, and don't know the day of my death.
他说，我如今老了，不知道哪一天死。
Because maybe the age, apparently, he couldn't see.
Yeah, 当然他已经老的这个老眼昏花了。
As a matter of fact, Isaac got two sons. One is Esau, and the other is Jacob.
那我们知道以撒有两个儿子，一个是雅各，一个是以扫。
But he called his elder son, said, he told his son that I'm going to die very soon.
然后他把大儿子叫来说，儿啊，父亲已经快要死了。
Now then,Get your weapons, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me.
现在拿你的器械，就是箭囊和弓，往田里去为我打猎。
Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like, and bring it to me to eat, so that I may give you my blessing before I die.
照我所爱的，做成美味，拿来给我吃。使我在未死之先，先给你祝福。
So Isaac asked his son to bring some tasty food like egg roll and sweet and sour.
Okay. Wow, they had fast food back then. Okay. 所以这个以撒就叫他的大儿子以扫去带些美味，打猎带些美味，比如我们今天的很好吃的东西啊，就是春卷啊，这个甜酸肉之类的哈。
So apparently you can see from here is before father die, they need to do one of very important thing.
So from here, we can see that before father dies, they need to do one of very important things.
It's almost so important, just like obligation.
重要到一个地步就好，这是你的责任。
To bless his child.
那就是祝福你的孩子。
Your memory, any one of you, that your father gave you blessing, if you did receive that blessing, could you raise your hand?
如果各位你们中父亲有曾经给你祝福过，可不可以举个手看看，好不好？你记得你父亲给你祝福过的
？Two.
Okay.
Only two, three. Okay. Thank you. And not only that, but also the father said, "You need to." Do something. Make me please.
然后父亲应该就说，在我你必须要做一些事情，让我觉得很喜心悦的。
Apparently, Isaac is pretty much like me. I like to eat.
所以这个以撒大概跟我差不多，我很喜欢吃哈。
Yeah. So maybe good diet can make him please.
然后有很多美味可以让他觉得这个很高兴，吃了以后很欢心的。
Well, if you know a little bit more about the history of Bible, the two sons, Esau, the father, Isaac, only said, I want to give blessing to you.
那如果各位读过这个圣经的话，你们大概记得以撒只是告诉大儿说，我要祝福你。
But didn't bring up Jacob, the younger one.
但是没有把老二雅各也叫来说，我要祝福你。
But the Bible did say when Isaac told Esau, the mother, Rebekah, listen.
但是我们知道，就是圣经也里面写的说，当这个以撒跟这个以扫在对话的时候，他的妈妈。
Father loved Esau, but mother loved Jacob.
那我们这个家庭里面就是分成两派的，爸爸喜欢老大，妈妈喜欢老二。
So while Esau went off hunting, the mother gave a trick so it can steal the blessing from the father.
所以当这个老大，这个以扫出去打猎的时候。 这个妈妈就跟这个老二雅各，他们就是定了一个计，然后妈妈就准备一些好吃的东西。So
Jacob sneaked in and told his father, "Say, I am Esau. Could you give me the blessing?"
然后老二雅各就假装成他大哥的样子来跟爸爸说，我就是以扫，你可以祝福我吗？Because
Esau got the hair all over his body.
那我们知道老大以扫他自己是毛比较多一点的。So
Jacob put the animal fur over his hands, and the father touched him. So, yeah, this may be Esau, but the voice is not.
Yeah, so this Jacob 就把这个野兽的这个皮毛绑在他的手臂上，然后爸爸摸到说，哎，的确是毛毛的，很像老大，但是这个声音怎么不像嘞？
That's mother's suggestion.
这个就是妈妈定的计.
So, actually, Jacob did steal the blessing from his father.
所以雅各的确是从他爸爸那里把这个祝福给拿到手了，偷到了。Spiritually,
we cannot see the spiritual things.
在属灵上来说，我们还看不到一些什么属灵的事情在这里。But
it's so real.
但是这个是非常真实的一件事情。
And Jacob stole the blessing from his father, but then what happened? It happened. All the blessing go to Jacob.
So we see that when Jacob got this blessing, indeed, all the blessings go to Jacob's family and his line.
So later, Esau found out the trick. He wanted to kill his younger brother.
当这个以扫发现了这些计谋以后，他气愤到一个地步，他说：“我要把这个弟弟给杀掉。”It's
pretty much like the most important thing you stole from me.
因为这是长子的名分，是一个至尊至大的，说你居然把这个给我偷掉了，我呀气真的真是被杀人了。
So let's look into the history.
我们来看看这个历史。Jacob
is the father of Israel.
那我们知道雅各是这个以色列民族的这个祖先。And
Esau is the father of Edom.
那以扫他是以东的祖先。What
happened now a day?
我们看今天以扫跟雅各的后代是怎么一个回事呢？
Esau's descendant vanished.
以扫的后裔后来就消失不见了。
No more.
就是不见了。
But Israel, even today, still flourished. Because the Father's blessing. How important Father's blessing to His beloved children.
And then
let's move on to see in Genesis chapter 48.
我们再看到创世纪48章。
Then now is Jacob time. Then he or Jacob blessed Joseph, his most beloved son Joseph, and said, "May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day."
48章第15节，他就是雅各，就给约瑟祝福说。 愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神 就是一生牧养到直到今日的神。
So we talk about Esau and Jacob.
所以我们看到以撒跟雅各。
Jacob received, even though still from his brother, but he did receive the blessing from his father.
雅各的确是从他父亲那里得到这个祝福，即使是用不正当的手段得到的。
And he got 12 boys.
然后他就有12个支派，12个儿子，12个支派。
And one of them is Joseph.
其中之一就是约瑟。
Joseph was the most favorite son because Joseph did a great job to save the whole family.
那我们这约瑟是他爸爸最心爱的儿子，也后来他也因为他拯救了整个的家族。
So the father Jacob want to bless his son Joseph. This is a very special blessing.
所以当雅各要祝福他的儿子约瑟的时候，他给的祝福是一个非常特别的祝福。
Before his blessing, he said, "From my grandfather Abraham and my father Isaac, now through my whole life, this the very God, the blessing from him, now I'm going to give to you."
在祝福之前，他先说明说，这个祝福是从什么样一个神而来呢？这个神就是我的祖父亚伯拉罕，我父亲以撒，以及与我一生一世在一起的那个神。现在这个从这个神，我要给你这个祝福。
So the blessing can be given and for generation to generation.
So we can see this blessing is can be given from generation to generation.
From Abraham and then to Isaac and to Jacob and from Jacob to Joseph.
So we can see from Abraham to Isaac, then from Isaac to Jacob, then from Jacob to Joseph.
Even though blessing you cannot see.
各位，祝福我们是看不到的。
But it's so real.
但是这是一个真实的。
And it's so important.
而且是如此的重要。
Now, children, you will see how important your father in God's blessing role.
各位孩子们，你们去看到，在神的眼里，一个父亲的祝福是多么的重要。
And then he got 12 children.So all these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father said to them when he blessed them, giving each the blessing appropriate to him.
这一切是以色列的十二个支派，也这也是他们的父亲对他们所说的话，为他们所祝的福，都是按着个人的福分为他们祝福。
Abraham, because he obeyed God,And God poured out His blessing upon him.
那我们知道神，因为亚伯拉罕的顺服，所以就是倾注一切的很多的祝福。
And blessings actually there are two kinds.
祝福事实上是有两种。
One is called earthly blessing.
一个是属世的祝福。
And one is heavenly blessing.
一个是属天的祝福。
An earthly blessing is so real.
那我们所属世的祝福呢？都是非常真实的。
But it's temporary.
但是是暂时的。
That blessing maybe lasts for a short period, but vanished.
那就是一时间而已，然后一霎间也就随风而逝。
See, I can illustrate, like an example, like if you give a piece of land to your children.
举个例子，就是你把块土地给了你儿女。
It's so real.
哦，这是很真的啊。
But this blessing is temporary.
但这个祝福就是暂时性的。
Without heavenly blessing, that piece of land maybe not receive sufficient rainfall and sunshine.
如果没有天降的润雨下来的话，这个土地就是很可能就是没有用的。
Then this piece of land is no value.
没有阳光，没有雨水，有什么用呢
？We can work so hard for our children, but only giving them the earthly blessing.
我们可以费父亲们可以费尽一切的心思，工作这么辛苦，然后给的只是一个属世的祝福。
So actually, children need more heavenly blessing through you, Father.
事实上，孩子们是必须要从你那里得到的，更重要的是属天的祝福。
But As a children, you need to know, because over here it stated that he gave each of them the blessing appropriate to him, that means to Jacob.
但从这个儿孩子们的角度来看的话，我们要注意，就是说，父亲给我们的祝福是按着个人的福分给的祝福。
So father can receive because if father obey God, God will pour out the blessing to father.
所以当父亲如果是敬畏神的话，神就会把祝福给他。
But father will decide which blessing I will give to this child or the other one.
但是父亲会按照他们孩子个人的福分来给他这样的祝福，那样的祝福。
So the child willing to receive blessing, you need to please your father.
所以孩子们如果要想到这个好的祝福，你必须要这个取悦于你的父亲，让你父亲高兴。
You need to obey your father.
你必须要顺从你的父亲。
You need to surrender to your father.
你必须要遵从你的父亲。
Then please him, then he will decide, I'm going to pour out how much blessing to you.
让这个父亲得到喜悦，他就会把不同好的祝福给你。
And we need to understand the blessing, the heavenly blessing from your father is so critical.
那我们必须要知道，这个从天而来的这个祝福对你的一生是多么的重要。
Because those unseen territory arena is ruled by the spiritual arena.
我们这看不到这个领域是由这个看不到的事情来统治的。
Therefore, we need to receive the blessing from Father, spiritual blessing.
所以说，我们要从父亲得到属灵的祝福是这么的重要。
Amy and I, we do not have a child.
然后师母跟我们并没有孩子。
But I did receive lots of blessing from God.
但是我从神那里得到很多的祝福。
But I got two brothers.
我有两个弟弟兄弟。
And they got
弟弟
children.
Yeah, 他们都有孩子。
So one day when our family reunion, I called the children together. I said, "Come and I want to give you blessing."
然后当有一天我们在全家都在聚集的时候，我就把我弟弟的那个孩子叫过来，说：“来吧，我要给你们祝福。”
And the eldest one is tall.
那老大是比较高一点。
I sat there and I said, "I'm going to give you blessing."
然后我就跟他说：“我要给你祝福。”
That eldest one noticed that she needed to kneel down, so I give her blessing.
所以老大是个女儿哈，这个老大因为身高的话要祝福的话，所以他就注意到，哎，我就去跪下来会比较合适，所以他就跪下来了，我就给他祝福。
For the young generation, to kneel down is very uncomfortable or embarrassing, I guess.
Yeah, 对我们年轻一代的小青年们，这个跪下来大概是一个不是很舒服的一件事情。
But he noticed that because the position I said, it would be better for her to kneel down to receive the blessing.
因为我坐着的，所以他觉得如果他跪下来的话，他可以接受的祝福会接受的比较更顺一点。
So she has a surrender spirit.
所以他就有一个顺服、归顺的心。
And when I lay my hand upon her head, I can sense the blessing flowing to her.
So, when I put my hand on her head, I can sense the blessing flowing to her. And because she kneeled down, I can sense the blessing flowing to her.
And because she kneeled down, so each one of them after her, everyone kneeled down. Even a little one, they also kneeled down.
Because 老大已经做一个好的榜样了，所以他后来这几个弟兄姐妹也一个个进前来，也一个都跪在那里。
And years go by.
然后这是呼呼呼，就几年就过去了。
Now I can see the blessing in those families.
所以我现在就可以正式应验到在这个家庭里的祝福。
The children go through the teenager, they didn't experience rebellion situation.
如果这些孩子们经过了这个青年期。都没有一个很反叛的青年期。
That the blessing, the spiritual blessing, work in the family.
所以我们就证明说，这个祝福，属灵的祝福，的确是有用的。
So I really encourage, you know, as a matter of fact, this time I thought I may come up with some new idea. I say, well, I talked to one of our sisters. I say, maybe I'll call all those children come up and then let their father give them blessing. But I said, I would ask the children to kneel down. They said, no, don't try that.
我也想到一个点子，说这一次也许我可以把所有的孩子们都叫到面前，然后请父亲给他们祝福哈。然后我说，小孩子们，孩子们是不是可以跪下来？那我跟这个一个姐妹谈这件事情的时候，那位姐妹说，哦，千万别让他们跪。This
is Father, this is your privilege.
父亲们，这是你们的特权。Only
you can give the full blessing, heavenly blessing. To your children.
只有你有这个特权把属天的丰富的祝福给了你的儿女。
Look at our history.
请大家回顾一下我们的历史。
Because many, many children without their father's blessing.
有很多的儿女成长过程从来没有过父亲给的祝福。
So you can see we work with hard labor.
所以我们可以看到结果。
Without spiritual blessing.
没有一个属灵的祝福是怎么样一个结果?
It's tough life.
Oh, 很困难。
So pray for the Father, say, you may receive the blessing from the Lord.
所以我们祷告求这些父亲们，你们从神那里得的祝福。
Then you can pass on to your children.
你们可以把它承传递给你们的儿女。
And generation after generation.
一生一世, 一代又一代。
That's a beautiful picture that our Heavenly Father designed for you and your family.
这是我们的天父给我们设计一个多么美好的一个图画。
Not only Father can give blessing to His children, but also, secondly, the model the Father can present to their children.
父亲不但是可以给儿女祝福, 父亲还可以给儿女做一个榜样。
In Genesis chapter 22, let me read. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
创世纪22章第9节，他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好。
Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. If we stop here and they say, this is the model.
如果我们就此打住的话，我们会说，哦，这是榜样吗？
How could this be a model that a father killed his son?
父亲要杀儿子会是一个榜样吗？
Well, actually, this we need a little bit more illustration.
但是我们可以继续再讲。
Abraham was 99 years old and his wife Sarah was 89 years old and they do not have their own child.
所以当亚伯拉罕99岁，撒拉89岁的时候，他们还没有后裔，还没有后代。
And God told Abraham, said, I'm going to give you a son from your wife.
那神就跟你说，我要从撒拉你的妻子那里给你一个儿子。
And Abraham believed and God called this What he required is called faith.
然后亚伯拉罕就信了，神说这就是信心。
So he's been waiting and waiting for so long, and he was so old and unable to have a child, but God told him, I'm going to give you a child.
所以他已经等待了这么久，一直等到一个99岁的人了，还没有儿子。 但是神答应他要给他儿子。
And when Abraham became 100 years old, he got a child. And he named him Isaac.
所以当他100岁的时候，他的确是得到了一个儿子，他把他取名叫做以撒。And
Isaac grew to teenager.
然后以撒长到一个是青少年的时候。I
bet every day when he saw Isaac, he just full of thanksgiving to God.
我们相信亚伯拉罕每天看到这个儿子以撒的时候，他的心里是充满了感激。
Isaac is probably the most precious to Abraham.
那以撒在亚伯拉罕的心目中是最宝贵的。
Because this is my only son.
因为这是我的骨肉之亲，我唯一的儿子。From
Sarah.
是从撒拉而来的唯一的一个儿子。But
one day God told him, said, "You need to bring your son and sacrifice. That means kill him for me."
但是有一天神命令说你要把以撒献上给我。
So Isaac can experience the daily love from his father.
所以以撒能够得到他父亲的爱。
He enjoyed that a lot.
哦，他当然是非常的喜悦。
But then the time has come, he put his son and he bound his son on the altar.
但是当那个时刻到的时候，亚伯拉罕把他的儿子绑起来，摆在祭坛上。
Let us focus Isaac.
那我们来专注在以撒的身上。
He was a teenager.
他是个青少年。
Energetic and active.
哦，这个当然是比他比起爸爸来，他是又青春又活泼又有力气。
His father is 100 plus 13 or 14.
他爸爸已经110好几了。
He's an old man.
老了。
But the young and energetic son allowed his father to tie him up. No rejection.
但是这个年轻力壮的儿子居然让他这个老的父亲把他绑住，而且一点都没有抗拒。
And he saw his father fetch the knife and want to kill him.
然后他眼睁睁看他爸爸把刀子举起来要杀他。
And he didn't make a move.
然后他居然动都不动。
This tried to tell us a picture.
这个就告诉我们一个图画。
Abraham showed his son the model.
然后我们就知道亚伯拉罕的确有身教来教管他，管教他的儿子。
You are my only son. I love you so much.
你是我的独一爱子，我是如此的爱你。
But now I need to show you, I surrender to the Most High.
但是我把我最宝贵的要奉献给最高的神。
I cannot go against His will.
我不能违背他的旨意。
I want to surrender, even paying the highest price. I'm willing to surrender.
即使让我付上这个最重的代价，我还是心甘情愿。
Isaac lay down there and saw his father to show how much he wanted to surrender to God.
然后以撒在绑在坛上，眼睁睁看到他爸爸是这么诚心诚意的要顺从神的旨意。
So you can see from the Bible, all Isaac's whole life, he surrendered to his father.
所以我们看到以撒以后的一生一世都是顺服于神。
He never made a trouble for his father.
他给他爸爸从来没有麻烦的。
Because his father has demonstrated a model to him.
因为他爸爸已经以身来做则了，告诉他怎么一回事。
So father, don't take very light about your role.
父亲们，您的这个角色是多么的重要。
Your son, your daughter is watching closely at you.
你的孩子们是随时随地都在看着。
Your model will build inside their heart.
你的所言所行，你的榜样会深植在他们的心里。
My grandparents got 8 sons and 4 daughters.
我的祖父母有8个儿子，4个女儿。
So they live in the countryside.
他们是住在乡下。
But all the children is in the city.
那所有的孩子都在城里。
So everyone take turn to invite them to home and serve them and take care of them.
那这些孙子孙女们嘛，就轮流的把祖父祖母请到自己的家里，好好的照顾。
When I was little, I can notice my grandparent is coming.
如果当我小的时候，每当我祖父母要来的时候，我就知道哦，他们要来了，因为有征象。
Because my parents start to clean the house and make everything in the right position.
因为我知道我爸妈就开始大扫除啊，整理房间啊，都整理得很干干净净。
When they came or arrived, they would do something special.
所以当祖父母来的时候，我爸妈就会做一些比较特别的事。
They would go to buy some fruit or some food they are favorite.
他们会买一些我祖父母最喜欢吃的食物或者水果。
And I can sense they serve their parents with respect.
那我可以感受到我爸妈对他们父母的尊敬。
My mother was even nervous.
我母亲甚至有些紧张。
In case maybe offend my grandparents.
Yeah, 我妈妈就是紧张，因为怕哪个地方做的不够好。
My grandmother was old. When she was taking shower, my mother would stand outside the door in case she fell.
当我的祖母老的时候要去洗澡的时候，我的妈妈这个做媳妇儿的会站在门口。 以防万一这个婆婆跌倒了或什么。So
during that period, she just stay there, do nothing.
所以当我的祖母去洗澡的时候，我妈妈就会站在门口。And
when my grandparents became old and ill, they went to take care of them.
所以当祖父母到了这垂垂年老的时候，我的爸妈就会跑去那边去照顾他们。They
will use a towel to wipe their body.
然后他会亲手用毛巾来帮他们擦身体。
As a child, I observe by my eye.
这个年轻的我就亲眼目睹我的爸妈是如何地对待他们的父母。
So nowadays, my parents became old.
所以我现在我的父母已经也老了。
I serve them as they serve their parents.
我对待的父母就像他们对待他们的父母一样。
Because they built up a model for me.
因为他们给我立了一个榜样。So
I can carry out very naturally.
所以我自己做这些事情都是非常自然的。And
I thank for my parents because they gave me a good model.
Yeah, 我感谢我父母，他们给我一个很好的身教。So
when I came to this church, they did ask me one question. I still remember.
所以当我来到这个教会的时候，他们问了我一个问题，我现在还记得。They
say, could you get along with seniors?
他们问了问题说，你对年老的这个弟兄姐妹们，你能不能够处得好呢？
I told them I feel great comfortable.
我跟他们讲说，我对跟这个年老人相处，我是觉得是很自然的一件事情，觉得没问题。Because
I feel so comfortable with my grandparents.
因为我跟我的祖父母就在处在一起的，我就觉得非常自然、非常舒服的一件事。
Maybe I was qualified because of that.
也许就因为我有这个特别的资格。
And thirdly is the tough one, discipline.
第三个比较难一点哈，就是管教。
A father can offer his child discipline.
做父亲的可以管教他的儿女。
If I bring this lecture to the high school, then I will hear,
"如果我到高中课堂上去讲这个的话呢，我大概会听到很多这个杂音哈。"
Well, I would like to take Hebrew as an example.
那我们来希伯来书来做一个,
as a matter of fact, in Hebrews, somebody was disciplined by God.
希伯来书这里讲的这个例子是有人在被神所管教。
And that person feel disappointed and discouraged.
那这个被神管教的人觉得很失望，很这个灰心。
And the book of Hebrews try to encourage that kind of person.
那这里讲的就是要劝勉这个被管教的人。
So God actually used example that father disciplined his child as an example to God disciplined his child.
所以这里保罗，不是保罗，希伯来书，不是保罗。 Okay. 所以这里就举一个是个。 肉身的父亲管教儿子的例子，来比喻神是怎么管教他的儿女。So
the Hebrew said, "And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons, my son. Do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when He rebukes you."
希伯来书12:5，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话。 说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
The book of Hebrews try to encourage those people being disciplined.
那这里就是想要劝勉那些被神所管教的人。
And he said, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father?
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
So father to discipline his son is for sure you need to, otherwise you are not his son.
所以父亲管教子女是天经地义的，这是你的职责。
If you are not disciplined, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons.
如果是管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
Illegitimate, that means unlawful.
所以这里讲到这个私生子，就是你不是法律所认定是这个真的儿子。
Well, in the secular world, it's called bastard.
我们讲的就是所谓私生孩子。
That means if you were not disciplined by your father, then you are a bastard.
如果你不是一个父亲所管教的，英语这个 bastard 就讲起来比较严厉一点哈，就是你是一个就是很不好的。
Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us.And we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirit and live?
再者，我们曾有生生的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万里的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness.
生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。后来却为那经炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Anyone you have been disciplined by your father? Could you raise your hand?
你们曾经被父亲管教过的举手。
Wow, more than those that have been blessed, huh?
要比被父亲祝福的要多很多。
And you can bragging, I'm not illegitimate son. I'm his true son.Or true daughter.
你们先可以夸口了哈，我不是私生孩子，我是他的真的亲生的父儿子跟女儿，所以父亲管教你。
Discipline is something we need to learn for father or for children.
这个管教哈，这个父亲跟孩子们都必须要学的。
Actually, young people, you someday you will be father or mother.
所以年轻人们，你们也是未来的父亲，未来的母亲。
And you need to learn.
你必须要学。
The discipline process can be rebuke or punish.
所谓管教有些过程也可以，你可以说是责备，也可以说是鞭打。
Rebuke is verbal.
那 rebuke 责备是口里的责备。
And punish is physical.
那另外就是身体的体罚。
So there's an option, and you can see the range of discipline.
所以从口说到实体的责罚中间有很多的这个 空隙、啊、你可以做决定。
But through the discipline process, the people being disciplined will experience hardship, not pleasant, and sometimes painful.
所以当你被责罚的管教的过程，这个被责备的人就会经过困难，觉得很困难，觉得不快乐，或者觉得很愁苦。
Once hardship come to you,Then you will learn how to detour.
所以当这个困难艰难来到的时候，你会学到怎么样去给它转个弯之类的。
And you will experience emotional unpleasant.
你会感觉到这个情绪上觉得不是很愉快。
Sometimes physical painful.
身体上有时候会觉得痛苦痛苦。
So this process actually is just a warning. It's a reminding.And let you learn the consequences.
其实这个才只是一个警告而已。
But the person who really discipline, you need to understand, you need to have a heart of God, God Father.
所以当这个施行管教的人，就是父亲们，你必须要有一个上帝的心，神的心。
That is love.
那就是一个爱，爱的出发点。
Because I love you, so I have to discipline you.
因为我爱你，所以我必须要管教。
Sometimes kids stay home. They thought those streets running around, the kids are running around in the streets are more happier, more freedom than they enjoy.
Yeah, 有的时候我们做孩子的，常会想，哎呦，你看街上那边随便这边街上个游荡或者玩游戏的孩童们，比我们要快乐多了。
That's not true.
但是这不是真的。
They did interview those people hanging around in the street.
那有人曾经访问那些就是在街头上混的孩子。
Some of them envy. Of course, those runaway kids is not because of abuse, but some way they determined to run away. I'm not talking about being abused kids, okay?
我说你讲不是说被那个虐待的儿童哈，就是一般的儿童。
If they just run away because their own choice.Those kids actually very much envy those kids they got disciplined from their parents.
So, 这些因为他不高兴而离家出走的孩子，事实上经过人家访问调查以后，他们承认说，其实他们非常羡慕那个能够待在家里，然后有父母能够得到父母管教的。
Because through the discipline, you understand I am accepted.
当有人关心你到一个地步，想要管教你的时候，你就知道我是被接受的。
So, Father, when you discipline, don't discipline coming out because of anger.
父亲们，当你们在管教的时候，很注意一件事情，就是不要在愤怒的当下去管教。
You need to pray.
你必须要祷告。
Until God's love overflow from you, then discipline your child.
一直到祷告的，一直到神的爱涌到你的心田的时候。这个时候你可以去管教。
If you do not sense God's love fill with your heart, don't discipline at that time.
所以当你的心里并没有被神的爱所充满的时候，那个时候请你不要去管教。
I still remember my mother disciplined me. When she did, she cried at the same time.
我还记得当我在被我妈妈管教的时候，真的是打在儿身，痛在娘心啊！我妈妈一边管教我，一边流泪。
I was not really focused on the pain I received, but I watched her tears.
就是到一个地步，我就是只看到我妈妈的眼泪，我连自己身上痛都忘了。
Because that is from love.
因为我知道那是从爱。
And we need to pray the love of God fill our heart to discipline our kids.
所以当我们管教我们儿女的时候，请你祷告，让神的爱能够充满你的心，然后你再去管教。
But children's attitude that you receive discipline, what kind of attitude we should have?
但是这个被管教的儿女，你应该有个什么样的态度呢？
We need to endure.
我们应该要有一个忍耐的心。
Because this is for my good.
因为这是为我好。
And we need to respect our father.
我们必须要尊敬我们的父母。
And we need to submit ourselves to our father.
我们必须要顺服于我们的父母。
If you are in a Christian family,
如果你是一个基督徒的家庭
，Now you need to see a little bit bigger picture.
你就看到一个大的图像。
You need to try to understand your father also received the pressure, the stress from God.
你的父亲在管教的时候，他也是从神那里得到神的压力，神的咒诅。
He got responsibility from God.
因为对神他要负责的。
That's a lot of stress.
这个压力是很大的。
So he was torn in between.
所以其实他是在被这个这个
两难之间。
对。
If you do not work out well, then he need to face God's responsibility.
如果他的儿女行为不当的时候，他就要面对神。
But he also faced the consequences.That if he disciplines you, you may like him or love him.
但是同样的，他如果是管教你的时候，也许你就会爱还是不爱。He may love you.
对，如果他如果管教你的时候，他会担心，可能你就不再爱他了。 So he was torn in between. This is truly a tough situation.
所以这是两难的, 所以的确是非常难的一件事情。
And most of men, they could not find a place to cry.
然后男人就是又是男人有泪不轻弹的, 然后就是没有办法宣泄心中的那个悲苦。
That stress can consume them.
然后这种压力就可以把他们整个人就像就是烧毁一样。
If you love your father,
如果您爱你的父亲,
try to stand on his shoes. 站在他的位置上,
哦, 站在, okay, 替他处身去想一想。
Then you may endure and respect and submit.
然后你也许你就比较容易能够做到忍耐, 能够做到尊敬, 能够做到顺服。
And what the goal for discipline?
然后我们这个管教的目的是什么呢?
It's for our good.
当然是为我们的好啊。
I learned from some people that their teacher disciplined them, and they hate it.
那我知道有些人就说, 那个老师管教我了以后, 他们心里就是愤愤不平。
You know, while I was in fifth and sixth grade and eighth grade, there are two teachers, and I remember he disciplined me a lot.
我记得我在上五六年级跟这个八年级的时候有两个不同的老师，对我管教非常严厉。
Till today, I still deep in my heart, I thank for them.
一直到今天，我心里还深深的感谢那个管教我的老师。
Without their willingness to discipline me, I don't know where am I.
如果没有他们的管教, 我真的不知道我今天会在哪里。
And also, a spiritual father, they discipline us also for our holiness.
然后我们属灵的父亲, 他管教我们, 也是为了我们的属灵的圣洁。
Righteousness.
我们的公义。
And also peace with God.
我们的与神那边得来的平安。
So, what a father can offer to his child?
所以一个父亲能给孩子什么呢?
Blessings.
第一个是祝福。
Model.
第一个是榜样。
And discipline.
第三个是管教。
So, we encourage all the father, pray to God, so you have the courage and authority and love and to guide your children and offer the very best. No one else can offer to your child.
所以我们真是劝勉各位做父亲的好好在神面前祷告然后呢好好的行使只有唯一你能够行使的在神面前行使的这个职责。
Maybe you can call your children aside and say, as a father, I want to give you blessing.
也许有一天你可以把孩子叫到面前说,我做父亲的要给你祝福。
It may be a very simple act.
也许是很简单的,不需要太复杂。
But trust me.
但是相信我。
If this happened in your family, some magic, some miracle will evolve.
如果您在家里能够做到这个祝福他, 我相信有些, 奇迹神事会发生的。
This heavenly blessing will come upon your family.
属天而来的祝福会到你们的家里。
And your model will last forever for your son or daughter.
你的榜样会一代一代的传下去。
And your discipline from love, your children will always, always remember and appreciate.
然后你对你发自爱心而出的管教, 你的儿女会感激,
so could all the father stand up?
所以我现在请各位父亲们可不可以请您站起来呢? 所有做父亲的,
I want to pray for you.
通通请你们通通站起来，我们要特别为你们祷告，为你们祝福你们，这是责任非常重大。我们做妈妈的也很appreciate，知道你们在里在外都是不容易的。
Okay, let us pray.
好，我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父,
you love us so much.
你是如此的爱我们,
may this very love overflow in all the Father's heart.
愿您的大爱能够充满在我们每一个父亲的心里,
because we receive the love from you,
因为我们从你那里得到了爱,
then we may love our children.
因此我们才能够爱我们的儿女。
So Lord, I pray that you bless all these fathers.
主啊, 我求你大大地祝福我们这些父亲们。
So they can stand faithfully on the father's post.
然后他们可以忠实地站在父亲的这个职责上面。
May you not only give them love, but also give them authority.
你不但赐给他们爱, 也更赐给他们权柄。
Give them the patience,
给他们耐心,
so they can carry out the blessing through them.
然后通过他们, 他们能够行使出神你那里来的祝福。
Give them the faith, trust in you, so they become model for their children.
赐给他们的信心, 让他们能够成为他们儿女的榜样。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. 请坐。 Our youth gonna give us a hymn.